Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a special edition of Rhinestone Royals here on Rainbow Radio. My name is Coco Valentine, Miss Louisiana US of A Diva 2016, and you are now in the co-zone. Today is Wednesday, October 4th, 2017. October, my favorite month. I'm a Halloween freak. I love the festivities. So excited that fall is here. We are in October, and we are going to have a great night tonight. I have got a special guest with me tonight. We will share her later. Have a little talk, pageant talk, and kind of dig into some exciting things that are going around in the LGBT community, wherever you are. So stick around. We're going to head to a music break. But when we come back, we will be having a great interview with a special queen near and dear to my heart. Stick around.
Behind these four walls, hoping you come. It's just a cruel existence, like it's no point hoping at all. Baby, baby.
Cozone here on Rainbow Radio. I am your diva, Miss Louisiana US of A diva, Coco Valentine, and I want to welcome you here inside the Cozone. I have a very, very special special guest with me tonight. She is your current reigning Miss Louisiana US of A at large. Give it up for Dextasy, everyone.
Hello, love.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually driving in the middle of nowhere right now.
You're in the middle of nowhere. Where are you heading?
I'm actually on my way to New Orleans for Miss Gay America. I'm about an hour away.
Safe travels to you. I know you're so excited to be at the pageant this year, but what I really want to know is how a little bit more about you in this section of this show. I call it my diva diaries, but you know, respectfully, you're your diva, miss everything in your own way. This is where I like to know more about who you are as an entertainer, as a person, for others to really learn how to bring out their inner diva in order to start drag or, you know, really just get that inspirational push. So I'm so glad to have you here with me. I think everyone is going to learn so much tonight from you. The myth and the legend that is Dex.
Oh, the legend. I love it.
Legendary. You know, I've always looked up to you even before I started my drag career, which was a little more than a year ago. But you're an inspiration to a lot of people. But I know personally how I know your story of how you started the female impersonation aspect of your life and kind of. Was there a breakthrough or just guide us through your story?
Yeah, I actually, you know, started going out to gay bars and I had just always went to karaoke nights and that eventually fell over into coming to the drag shows every week back home in Monroe and it just never occurred to me that I could do drag until David Green actually had asked me to do it and he actually taught me into doing drag for the first time, and that's how I did it. At the time, I was actually a theater kid, and I was always involved in theater and choir, and I was like, well, I guess drag is some type of an artistic expression and an outlet. So I jumped on it, and I haven't looked back since. I've been doing drag since March of 2009.
Oh, my gosh. I think a lot of people can relate to the whole... You know, we go out, we see people on stage, but I think it's until someone, you know, gives you that nudge or that push, like, hey, you should try it out. You know, that theater
Absolutely.
Kid, I danced my whole life, you know, regardless, in the arts. And it was really, you know, getting a push from someone to be like, oh, okay, you know, I can try this. I really can relate to you on that level of the, you know, theater artistic background. I'm sure a lot of other people can too. It's a great extension. I feel like as I'm not quote unquote getting older, but you know, I'm out of high school. You know, I was trying to figure out another artistic outlet, and I feel like that was, you know, drag is my, you know, extension of what I used to pull from artistically, and I feel like you're kind of the same way.
Absolutely.
Well, so you started drag, all is fine and great, but when did you realize you wanted to try a pageant, or what was there any one moment where you're like, yeah, let's do a pageant, or was it just kind of fell into your hands kind of thing?
Yeah, at the time, like when I first started drag, every year in Monroe, the Corner Bar puts on the Drag Idol Contest, which is a contest that relates very similar to the American Idol Contest, which is there's a group of people, and week by week, someone's voted off, and you get put under the pressure of doing a different theme or a different challenge every week, whether that be like a rock week or a Broadway week or a classical week or Broadway or something like that. So I ended up winning that, my very first try in Monroe, and then that afforded me the opportunity to compete at the Miss Corner Bar pageant with a free entry fee, and then I won Miss Corner Bar, and that was really the start of it, was back in the summer of 2009. That's where I realized that there was a competition side of drag, much like I used to do in choir with competitive singing, and I was like, oh my goodness. They have created a monster.
And the rest is history.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, I think you're a really, you're a perfect example of how far, you know, you can really go with those, not smaller steps, but, you know, I did a bar title as well as my first pageant. And I feel like those baby steps of just getting yourself out there really helps, you know?
Absolutely. I encourage everybody wholeheartedly to go out and to support your shows and to watch as many shows as possible. And then also when your local bars and venues, you know, have pageants or bar titles, don't think that those aren't as acceptable or up to par as, you know, if, you know, franchise pageantry such as US of A, America, Continental, because everybody has a stepping stone. And bar pageants, We always call them bar pageants, but they are pageants in general, and those two are grooming tools, and I definitely think they're pedestals to give you that leverage you need for the next step.
I totally agree with you, 1,000%. And, you know, it's funny. I agree what you said. No, you know, no matter what kind of title it is, it's still a pageant. And, you know, I've heard from a lot of people, you know, recently, when there's not a lot of competitors in a pageant, or you know, take me for example, I was the sole person in, you know, one of my pageants. They're like, oh well, of course she won the crown. No one went against her. And I feel like the statement that you said of, you know, no matter what kind of pageant it is, it's still a pageant. You know, a lot of these girls will go out there and you pour your heart and your soul out into a package. No matter what title or where you're competing, like you said, it's still a pageant, and that's an accomplishment in itself, which is, I think, is a great attitude to have.
Absolutely.
And if everyone doesn't know, actually, I learned a lot from you. When I first met you, you were judging Miss Louisiana US of A Diva, the second pageant I've ever been in, and I feel like all the critiques that I got through that pageant, I mean, mostly, you know, talking to you after, as well as Tara, you know, everyone that I've actually become really close with, it's also, you know, important to take, regardless of the pageant, the critiques and the learning aspect of it. I mean, like, you know, you can say you go on stage and you learn a lesson, but, you know, just sitting down with you guys and even just, like, relationship of, you know, helping each other out, which I think you're one of those shining stars in the drag community when it comes to when I think, you know, of helping someone else out. Because I've found that the Southern drag down here, like in Louisiana, you know, just in our state, we are so very uplifting and willing to lend out a hand. And I feel like it's because of role models like you, who, you know, extend their help and want to teach everyone all this drag knowledge that you have in your head. So we appreciate people like you in the community, and it inspires, actually, you know, me to help others out as well. So thanks for what you do.
Thank you.
That's a true example of a queen, if you want my opinion. You know, someone told me, you know, it's beyond what's on stage, and I think that's really important for queens to remember, you know?
Absolutely.
Speaking of on the stage, you were recently crowned Miss Gay Louisiana USA at large. Walk me through it. How was it? This is your first time doing a USA pageant. So I want to know it all. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to be there, but I want to hear the inside scoop.
Oh, well, back in March, I had decided that I think it was time for a rejuvenation in ecstasy, and I think the only way to do that, I had to take myself out of a comfort zone. So what I did was I looked and researched US of A, and I always have been such a fan of the pageant, and I've hosted so many of the pageants, judged so many of the pageants, but I've never been the one to actually be on the stage and getting judged under that type of curriculum. Well, I stepped foot into it. I won Miss Gay Louisiana, and I proved to myself that I could do something different, that, you know, for many, many years I was a contestant in the Miss Gay America pageant, and that dream has been placed on hold, but no doubt I will be back there. But USMA allowed me to really challenge myself and to really push my creative side, something that I haven't done in a very, very long time. And winning Miss Louisiana USMA at large, if we go back in history, USMA is actually the oldest gay pageant in our state. So I think it was awesome to join into that legacy. And then just being able to be on stage with a whole different slew of entertainers 2 weeks ago in Dallas, it was such an honor and a privilege to be there and to just learn a different type of drag, learn a different set of history, learn how pageantry is looked at a different point of view. And it was such an incredible experience. And I was fortunate enough to crack the top 12, and just tickled me pink. Never in a million years would I have thought that little old big old me, that's always been such a thoroughbred Miss Gay America contestant, would go into US of A and have a very successful run. But regardless of the pageant system and regardless of what type of gowns or talents or interviews people favor, I think that people look at the credibility you can bring to the stage and the professionalism that you can bring, and the pageants are there to really propel you into showcasing those things. And so while I'm at it, I just want to give a huge shout-out to all the pageant systems for what they bring to the table. But all in all, it was an incredible experience. It's going to be a phenomenal year for the US of A pageant system in Louisiana. And, yeah, the best is yet to come.
Cheers to that. Cheers to that, my US of A family. And well, we are all so proud of you. I don't know if you could feel it. I'm sure you could, but the love and support and cheers and shots and hoorahs we did while you were up there in Dallas hopefully was powerful enough to you feel that, because we were totally sending you all the good vibes, and we are so, so, so proud of you down here. You represented us well, as always.
Well, thank you, baby. I do my best.
You know, it's very inspiring to see someone like you take a big leap like that. You know, you always hear about people doing new things or trying new things out, whether that be a new pageant system or a new art form like drag or female impersonation. you can talk about it all you want, but until you, you know, you start seeing those others around you do their thing, chase their dream, it's a lot easier to catch the good things, you know. And so keep rocking it. Keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, yes. As long as the wheels don't fall off the wagon.
Right? Sometimes I'm sitting here looking at my calendar. I'm like, well, the wheels are going to be turning. We are trucking. I know you're on your way to New Orleans right now. I'll be there Saturday after our show. The wheels are always turning. We're always trucking. I hear you, girl.
Yeah.
So, you know, we heard about your experience with your recent pageants, but if you can give any advice, it is pageant season, prelims still to come, of any of our people in MGA land out there in New Orleans that are listening, what kind of pageant advice and preparation, or just in general, can you give our listeners who are out there itching with their packages getting ready for a next pageant? What would you tell them for a piece of advice?
First and foremost, I think it is really, really a great thing when you have a support network. With a support network comes people that will help you brainstorm wholeheartedly and to try to give you the best advice possible. But while I'm on that note, you have to be very careful as to who you let into a support group, because people may try to mislead you. People may try to put you in a box. I definitely say whichever ideas you want to execute, go for it and do it. And if somebody tries to talk you out of it, well, you're the one that has to spend the money. You're the one that ends up with the placement at the end of the day. You're the one that needs to make those choices. Well, in terms of – that's the advice on the outside. And in terms of the things on the inside, such as categories, first and foremost, in any kind of interview, whether it be the personal interviews or an on-stage question, always practice that. Go on YouTube, find speech therapy videos that really teach you diction, proper enunciation, etiquette, posture. Those things really do add for an overall incredible score when you're in your speaking categories. Number two, invest in a local seamstress. These people are so very talented. I know a lot of us drag queens, we buy stuff from people from across the country or the world, and we get it, and it's just still not quite right. I say, anything that you're wearing on your body in terms of a contest, it needs to be fitted to your body in person. A local seamstress that knows their trade backwards and forwards is such an incredible investment. And speaking firsthand, when I finally found one, I can honestly say my pageant scores improved with wardrobing. Number three, do not do a talent that you are not capable of. I know we go to our weekly shows and we go and admire all of these people, and we see so many phenomenal dances and routines and things that these queens do for our shows. Well, sometimes, and all the time, and in some situations, not all of us are great dancers. Pageantry, I believe, has a lot to do with camouflaging your weaknesses. For example, when I do a talent and it involves dancing, I'm not going to be able to dance the whole talent because I'm going to get tired and exhausted. But I try to make up for those things with having a production that has different things interacting with me, so that way judges may be distracted from that exhaustion or that I'm just at my wit's end. And also, you don't necessarily have to have an army of people to execute a talent. I know firsthand, I have done talents that have 10 people in it, and I've went and done talent by myself. And the success that I have is I've honestly done talent better by myself than I ever have with a group. So don't ever get discouraged if you're a new queen or even a seasoned queen when you don't have backup dancers or prop people to back you up, because less is always more. Remember, if you're the only thing on stage during your talent, you're the only thing that can get points deducted from you. And as long as you're executing something perfect, you're going to be perfect. And another thing about pageantry is some people say, well, I don't have enough money for a gown like that. I can't afford a Coco Vega or Jimmy Wang or a J.D. Martin. One of the core across-the-board fundamentals of every pageant system, and also going to the bar pageants and pride pageants as well, that the gown or the garment has got to fit, point blank, period. As long as the fit is there, you're already winning half of your battle. Then comes the cosmetic ads with the colors, the beads, the rhinestones, chiffon, satin, taffeta, etc. And I always tell people to wholeheartedly budget with these pageants. I see so many times people have these wonderful ideas and they're wanting to have a huge Taj Mahal production with 50 dancers and this, that, and the other, but a promoter may fall through or you don't have enough money 2 months to your pageant. I say if you don't have it budgeted before the pageant season starts, then don't go with that idea. Try to find something that's within your reach financially. And if you find yourself not able to afford a gown, like a name brand gown, or a humongous talent, always remember that title holders are not the rich ones, but the enriched ones.
Oh my God, I have so many light bulbs going off. I'm going to have to go back and totally dissect this whole entire recording of this. I'm, like, writing like a Bible right now. Do you hear me? I'm speechless. That was some of the – when are you writing your book?
Oh, girl, I don't know.
I think it needs to come sooner than later because that was, I'm gonna have to go back and save this recording. Actually, everyone can go back to – blogtalkradio.com/WeAreRainbowRadio and catch the recording of this special segment of all things drag with Dextasy. That, and if you couldn't keep up writing like I did with all that amazing information, go back, listen to it. I'm speechless. I couldn't have said any of that in a more fluid way than the words that came out of your mouth, like a drag angel. You are just the drag fairy godmother. That was it, point blank. Thank you.
Well,
thank you for sharing your knowledge.
Thank you, baby.
We are going to cut to a musical break really quick. When we come back, hang tight. Pour yourself a glass of wine, but not you, Dex. You're driving. Be safe. We're going to come back with Dex. And we're going to have a little more fun with him. But go pour yourself a glass of wine. We'll get to cut to a music break. Stay with us.
Lights on, move it. Let the camera roll. Fast life moving. Ain't no going slow. That's right, baby. Hope you're ready, ready, steady, steady, rockin'. Let it go, get fucked. I just can't hold back and forth, cause I'm the girl with soul. In control and effect, so what the heck? Rock the discotheque, it's a groove, it's the next. He's on the camera, breathe while I animate. I'm no amateur, I'ma laminate. I'ma assassinate, or to imitate. Then I'ma take a break and meditate. Let me think about it. Put my little noodle on a problem, then I drink about it. Drink a little, swig a little, sip a little, spill a little. Feel a little loopy when I get a little tipsy. Bees got me feeling like a gypsy. Smoking on a hookah got me feeling like a hipster. Tripsy. Gone for a minute if you miss me. Now Fergie back with a bag full of Trixies. Why? Lights on, move it. Let the camera roll. Fast life moving. Ain't no going slow. That's right, baby. Yeah. go. I keep a bar like Esco. I want a ball where the Nets go. I'm on stage, you can stand where the guests go. Bitches is my sons, they don't wanna leave the nest though. They like, oh, where the refs go? I got these hoes scared to pass, I got that intercept flow. I made a movie like Seth Rowe. And since I came in the game, they careers on death row.
Damn, they ain't seen Young Nicki in a week. 5 shows made 3 million a week. You are now looking at the best, the elite. Too bad you can't go and invest in critiques. I'm thick and petite, tell them quick, pick a seat. I pull up in a ghost, no, she's trick or treat. I know they on E, but I don't give a F though. Bad attitude, but my pussy is the best though.
Time's a movie, that's a camera roll. Fast life moving, ain't no going slow. That's right, baby, you already know. You already know, hope you're ready. The cake, but they can't get a crumb from the original sexual visual dope chick and all that good shit. Charismatic when I'm at it, when I add it up for mathematics, baby. Top game, I'm off the attic. There you have it, no dramatic, toes are static. Pose for the camera, daddy, I'm voguing. Baby, I'm glamorous, unfolding. Grammys and AMAs, I'm hosting. Amazing the way I keep shit frozen. Cool, that's true. Got new shoes and a new attitude. Got my hair did, got a new hairdo.
Cozone. I am your diva, Miss Louisiana, U.S. of A, 2016, Coco Valentine. We still have Dex with us, Miss Gay, Louisiana, U.S. of A at large. Dex, you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
How are you, hon?
I'm good. I'm 45 miles away.
Almost there, the home stretch, huh?
Yes, indeed. I'm on that long bridge.
Look, if y'all missed my interview with Dex earlier before the break, she gave us some fabulous tips, pointers, the scoop, the inside, the nitty-gritty, the 411 on all things drag, pageant-wise, and in general. So if you missed it, you can head over to blogtalkradio.com/WeAreRainbowRadio and catch a recording of this segment, as well as all the other Rhymes and Royals shows that are here on Rainbow Radio every Wednesday. First Wednesday of the month is me, and then we follow with Oliver, and tea with Aubrey Sinclair, and then Edamon Down wrapping off the month. But Jess, before you go, look, I want to play a little game with you called Two Truths and a Lie. And I'm going to try to guess your two truths and your lie. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Or do you want me to go first?
You go first.
Okay. Okay, so two truths and a lie. So here we go. My favorite color is black. I wanted to be the yellow Power Ranger when I was little. And I'm obsessed with Lady Gaga.
You're not obsessed with Lady Gaga.
I'm beyond obsessed. Funny thing, she actually, way back long ago when her Born This Way album, she actually tweeted me. I tweeted her. She it back. I'm obsessed. I'm a little monster for life. But that is true. I am obsessed with Lady Gaga. My other truth was my favorite color is black. I love black. It's my favorite color. The lie was I wanted to be all the Power Ranger when I was little. I actually wanted to be the pink Power Ranger. I'm all about Kimberly.
That's funny you say that because I wanted to be the Yellow Ranger when I was little.
Oh, my God. We could have totally played Power Rangers when we were little together. You could have been the yellow one. I could have been the pink one. Done. We'd have been perfect friends.
Yep.
I already know it. All right. Well, look, we are going to let you go and have a safe drive back to New Orleans for Miss Gay America. But before you go, offhand, where can people catch you the rest of the month?
Well, this month, actually, you can catch me at the Corner Bar. October the 13th, I will be hosting the show along with my drag daughter, Danity, who is the newly crowned Miss Corner Bar, as well all the way from Dallas. Yes. All the way from Dallas, Texas, Miss Sassy O'Hara will be in the house. She'll be entertaining with us. And then also check us out the Friday of Halloween weekend. I believe that that's going to be the 27th. So come check us out at the Corner Bar, 11:30 for our Halloween show. The majority of the show is somewhat Halloween-related or spooky or evil or something of that nature. So it's one of our biggest shows of the year, so come out and see us. And then later in the year, I'm going to be making my way down south again when I get my PTO replenished from trying to be a pageant queen.
Yes. Everyone, make sure you go out and see Dex this month. Follow her on Facebook, Dex Poindexter. Thank you again for being on this show and sharing your love and all things drag. I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed having you with us and spreading the love.
I so enjoyed it. I cannot wait till next time.
And I will see you Saturday if y'all see Dex out at Miss Gay America. Go snag a pic. Say hi. All
Hello.
Right. Well, we're gonna cut to a music break, and when we get back, we're gonna talk with Miss Taz, your girl Taz, about some exciting things that she has going on. Thank you so much again, Dex. We love you. All my love.
You almost think that I'm. You must think that I'm stupid. You must think that I'm a fool. You must think that I'm new to this. But I have seen this all before. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbyes.
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 I know you're thinking I'm heartless. I know you're thinking I'm cold. I'm just protecting my innocence. Protecting my soul. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt. Cause these tears.
Here inside the Co-Zone. I'm your diva, Miss Coco Valentine. Thanks for joining us tonight. I do believe we have Miss Taz Tarragon on the line. You there, hon?
Hey, sis. What's happening, girl? What's up?
What's going on?
Nothing, girl. Oh, Lord. I'm just ready to be in the Co-Zone with you, girl. You know, I get all my life in the Co-Zone, honey. I feel like
all
the diva
about
I
the
am. Yes, girl. I feel like the diva I am in here. Girl, you know. Girl, love
what have you been
Dex.
Up to? How great is Dex? We love Dex.
Yeah, I was just listening to this interview. I love me some Dex to see. I was so sad that she did not become Miss Gay US of A at large. Because I know she has so much potential. But I know there's so many great things still up ahead for her, and I can't wait to see what she does. My sister's talented, honey. She lets Monroe have it. So I think that's good. I think we'll see more from
her.
She's
the queen of everything. The queen of everything, regardless
Definitely.
Of how I like to look at her.
Definitely.
Yeah, if you missed the interview with Dex earlier, go check it out on Rainbow Radio. blogtalkradio.com/WeAreRainbowRadio. You missed a great interview.
Yeah, honey. We love some Dexter, baby. And also, I've just been getting into fall, girl. You know, the seasons are changing. We're in October. It's like the month of all months. We're going to cut up and kick off the holiday season. And, you know, I had a blessing that just fell from the sky and fell in my lap, and I'm just kind of been running with that lately, but I was lucky and fortunate enough to have I had a client with a bar. She owned the bar, and she was looking to sell it or to lease it, and I was lucky enough to be able to lease it from her, and we now have another LGBTQ spot that is in the country, honey, in the true country. She's in Miss Erath,
yes.
And if y'all don't know where Erath is about 20 minutes south of Lafayette. If you're on the south side of Lafayette, it's like 20 minutes. On the other side, it's like 30 minutes. But I just kind of got full range of this. I know, like, it kind of just came out of nowhere, and it kind of just was like, wow, okay, we can do this. So what I've decided to do, because, I mean, definitely down here in Lafayette, and in surrounding areas, we have no lesbian spots at all. I want to say the last time they had a lesbian spot was like over 10 years ago. So what I've done, we're only open on Friday and Saturdays right now. So on Friday nights, it's kind of like my catch-all night, like if we do drag or if we have our open mic night or if we have pretty much any type of entertainment, it'll be like on a Friday. And then on Saturday, it's my ladies' night. I have to give my ladies a little something because we have nothing, you know what I'm saying? And ladies like drag.
It's true.
You know, ladies, some, you know, and everybody's like, oh, it's a gay bar, it's a gay bar. And you know what I want to start saying and what I want people to start understanding is it's an all-inclusive bar. And
it's a bar.
A lot of people are like, what do you mean all-inclusive? I'm like, well, everyone is welcome. And they're like, well, we've been to bars, and gay people could come in bars. It's the difference is when you're gay and you go into a straight bar, it's always the thought, can I hold my partner's hand? Can we touch like this? What will especially if you're in the country. I don't know about in the city, it's a little bit more different, but I know people in the country, and I've been in bars where, a straight bar, where two of my gay friends were standing in front of each other with their arms around each other, and the bartender told them, we don't do that in here. So when I say all inclusive, it just means that if you're black, white, purple, gay, straight, whoever you are, whatever you are, you will be welcome into the bar and you will be respected in the bar. And if someone has a problem with who you are, they will be asked to leave. Like, it's just it's a safe spot for everyone. You know, you don't have to be gay. You don't have to be straight. Because at the end of the day, we all spend the same kind of money. You know what I'm saying? We all spend green money. There's no gay money, no black money, no white. Like, it's all the same type of money. And I want people to have a good time and to be who they are and not have to worry about who's saying what or who's looking at them crazy or, you know, like, just because there's so many people going out and everybody's, oh, I'm looking over my shoulder or, oh, I have to watch everything. And I'm like, honestly, when we're there, it's a big family. We're having a great time. If anyone knows me and ever been to an event or a party that I throw, everybody just has a good time. Like, for whatever reason, I mean, because they know I'm crazy too and I'm not standing for none of that crap. So, you know, let's come out and let's have a good time and let's enjoy ourselves and use this opportunity, you know, to, like, further where we are and what we have going on.
Amen to all of that. And thank you so much for what you're doing. Congrats to you. I mean, This is right up your alley. So amazing for you. And, you know, like you said, there are plenty of times where I've gone into, quote unquote, a real bar, for lack of better terms. And, you know, regardless of how comfortable your people around you make you feel, or, you know, you're with your crew, there's still, you know, sometimes those thoughts in the back of your mind, like, oh, do they think I'm a real big gay? You know, like, subconsciously,
right.
You know, you have those thoughts. And I feel like that's why, you know, I even bring my, you know, you bring my, I bring my straight friends to the gay bar here in Baton Rouge. And, I mean, they have the time of their freaking life, you know. And I think it's because we're such a community that's open and inviting and welcoming that, you know, those thoughts don't exist. And so for you to have that safe spot for people to go to is so, so incredibly amazing, especially, look, I'm from Lafayette. I know exactly what you're talking about when you say, you know, there really isn't anywhere for lesbians to go, much less, you know, just a whole crowd in general of a big gumbo, you know? And so for you to offer that opportunity to people, I'm so excited for you, and you're going to do some great things. Good for you.
Oh, thank you, girl. I'm excited, too. We recently, this weekend, had our grand opening. And, guys, if y'all want to go and follow the bar, y'all can. On Facebook, it's all one word. It's Taste the Rainbow at Castaways. Taste the Rainbow Castaways. So what happened was the lady that I leased everything from, I didn't want to change the business name. I didn't want to really start over. So what we did was we have Rainbow Radio and Castaways present Taste the Rainbow, which is every Friday and Saturday is Taste the Rainbow. So the bar is only open on Friday and Saturday anyway. So we just kind of tried to market it like that, you know, for people who already kind of knew where Castaways were and what was going on. So, you know, it's Taste the Rainbow Castaways on Facebook. But this weekend we had our grand opening, and we had Boom Boom Burlesque in there. So we had some burlesque in there for the ladies. And it's so funny. Let me tell you, lesbians are hilarious. I love my lesbians. But I think this is why I'm single. Because girls is crazy. Girls are crazy as hell.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, and alcohol and lesbians is like, kick it up a notch. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so funny, though. I mean, so, like, when I, like, the first, one of the first nights we had opened, some people were in there, and they were like, oh, that's my ex. We have to go. And I was like, listen, guys. If everybody got to leave when one of their exes walk in here,
uh-huh.
Lesbians, y'all already know what I'm talking about. It is in circles out mm-hmm. here, okay? It's in circles and cycles. We can't do that. We got to grow. We got to stop with this crazy shit with our emotions taking over us and I can't be in the same room with her. And, you know, it was like we had Boom Boom Burlesque this weekend and I had some ladies in there. They were married and they thought they was coming to see drag. And I was like, nah, this ain't drag. This is burlesque. This is real women. And when they caught it, girl, like, one of them was too through, you know, and she was like, I didn't like her watching naked women. And I'm just like, she went home with you. Like, she doesn't
right.
want, I'm just like, y'all, as women, we need to grow from this. We need to push past this emotional bullshit of feeling some type of way about everything and not communicating. Like, we just,
mm-hmm.
girl, we need to grow from this. So I know that definitely, just in those aspects, I've been able to help people grow, and I appreciate that because I've talked to them and I tell them how I feel, you know. But I wanted to give a shout-out. Sorry about that. I'm kind of all over. Shout-out to Boom Boom Burlesque, my girls Ginger Lee, Naughty Lola,
shout
and Lita Whore, for coming through
yes.
and putting it down and having a great time. Listen, the club, at the end of the day, she's a hole in the wall, baby. She's a little and if y'all are from the country like I am, the hole in the walls are the best ones, okay? It's
those
always
the best
a hole
one.
In the wall. And I do, my hashtag is country cut up because, baby, we twirl and cut up in the country, okay? We have us a good
yes.
time. But so what
yes.
I do now, every Friday is happy hour. We do half price drinks from like 8 to 10. We have a DJ. We have pool tables. And then on Saturday, like I said, is my ladies' night. We do something different every week for the ladies and DJ, pool tables, whatever. On the 27th, we're also going to be having our Halloween party / drag show. And I have Stephanie Stevens, Taylor Stevens, and Miss Kayla Kincaid coming through for that drag show, and they're going to be twirling and cutting up. So I think that, you know, it'll be a really good thing. I'm thinking that, you know, we can introduce the country to some progressive thoughts and some progressive things, because usually you got to go to Lafayette for all of that.
I agree. Like 1,000%. And I mean, you know, it's really those at-home bars that people make their own, kind of like what you're doing. Those are the ones where, like you said, you cut up, you have fun. That's where the party at, you know?
Yeah, it's really like my family in there. It's really like an extension of my family because a lot of people I know, because that's where I had my salon for so long, and I'm from that area. I graduated from Selkum High. Come on, campus. And
yeah,
don't tell nobody, Coco. Don't tell nobody. But you know, I'm from that area, so I have a lot of people I know. Plus, all of the other people that I've met through Rainbow Radio. And the thing with Rainbow Radio is, we're gonna definitely start traveling again. I just need to get this situated so that the bar can run. If I have here and there, I would really like to go to Miss Gay America Saturday, but I think I'm gonna miss it because of that. But there'll be more. I'll be there soon.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, Rainbow Radio will definitely kind of slow down just a little bit on the fact that I need to get this situated and get it running right. But as soon as we get it running right, we're going to be, you know, back off and running and promoting and being at different events and stuff. This is definitely something that I just want people to be able to have something to go to because there's so many women, you would not believe how many women that don't do anything gay. And when I mean anything gay, I mean like go to a gay bar or hang around with other gay people even, or like they don't have that
right.
community or that base, you know. So it's so refreshing that I've seen so many women that I've never seen before in my life come through.
Well,
as
you
well.
Know, it's true.
Look, I moved to Baton Rouge, what, 2 years ago? And before that, I lived in Lafayette my whole life. And funny thing, I was never in the gay community. You know, I had all straight friends, which is not a bad thing, but that's just who my friends were, you know? And who, like, I was there for, what, 26 years? And I had never met
right.
you until I
right.
moved to Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge.
I was never in the
right.
gay community. You know, I'd go to a drag show here and there. And then I would travel to Baton Rouge for my now fiance. Shout out to First Lady.
Come on, First Lady.
She's in the bathtub listening, as always, taking her little bath with her bath bomb. So shout out to her right now.
Come on, folks. Get it, honey. We
can clean. Look, it takes a lot to put up with me. So I bought her a little bath bomb yesterday. And so you can soak while I do my radio show. Anyway, but I would travel here. She put a ring on it, so I'll keep her around, you know.
Okay.
But anyway, you know, I was never in the gay community in Lafayette. So, you know, that you having that area where lesbians or anyone under the rainbow and the sun can go and, you know, like you said, get out in the community, which – you know, you meet other people, and it really is such an extension of your family, like a connection, you know, that you've never, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, meeting other people, but people around in Lafayette need something like this, so props to you for providing that space.
I mean, because, listen, like, whenever you come from a smaller place, and, like, Lafayette, like, we have no LGBTQ centers or no things like that, so when people
no.
think they're gay or when they say they're gay, the first thing is, I'm going to go to the gay club. So the gay club, how it becomes different from the straight club is you're going to a place where you know nobody's going to call you a fag or a whatever dyke or whatever the hell they can come up with. You know, like, you know you amongst people that are like-minded, and you're not going to have to worry about defending yourself or feeling bad about who you are, you know, like, that takes on a whole different situation than a regular club where people are going to find a piece of ass or going to just dance or, you know what I'm saying? Like, it takes on a different meaning for people. Like, having it's a safe spot. It's a place where people know that they can come and they're going to be treated a certain way. And I think that is needed beyond just having a club open and just saying, okay, it's a club and there's drag here, or, you know, the community really needs something more than just a bar. You know, it needs, like, I want to give people a place where if they're artists, they have a place that, you know, once a month or something, we do like an art walk type of thing like they do in Lafayette. Or, you know, I want to give the community a platform to be able to showcase who they are and what they do as well. Like, at the grand opening, we had an LGBTQ performer. Her name is T Money. She's from Abbeville, and she's a rapper. And she came through and she did two songs, like the Boom Boom Girl
yeah.
did, and then she did two songs in a break. So that's what I'm saying. Like, anyone that I can put on, I want to put on if it's good. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's good. She's having
yeah.
good. So, I will definitely give you a platform. There's other people like yourself who have been doing things for a while, and, you know, y'all have booking fees and, you know, that sort of thing. It's like, I know people will help us out, and I love that, but I definitely want it takes money to do the whole entertainment thing. You know, being a drag queen and doing all of these things, definitely, you know, if I had the money to be like, I want to book y'all, I want to book you, I want to do this, you know, that would be different. But we're growing to that, and I want all of my people definitely to be patient with me, because I did hear someone. Now, I do want to speak on this right quick, Miss Coco. Come speak on me with this, okay?
Let's do it.
There was someone who is an entertainer, and someone was at the bar, and they were Snapchatting pictures, and this person said, is there a crowd over there? What's going on? And they were like, oh, yeah, it's a lot of people. You need to – why don't y'all come and see the show? And it was burlesque, right? And this person was like, I'm not going over there. they didn't book me for the show, so I'm not going.
Oh?
I have problems with this on several levels.
Mm-hmm.
The first level I have a problem with this is, who are you? What type of entertainer are you? Are you, like, bitch, you ain't getting, ooh, y'all made me cuss, but you ain't getting booked already. And if I want to book you, with entertainers aren't understanding, and I want to just let y'all know from a business point of view, I'm not booking you because you're cute. I'm not booking you because your makeup is good. I'm not booking you. I'm booking you for the profit potential that you could bring into my bar, okay? I'm not booking you because I think you're fabulous and I just want to give you a booking fee. And, I mean, great if you are fabulous, and I hope you are fabulous, but I'm booking you on the fact of who wants to come see you? What kind of money are you bringing into my bar? So then again, I have to ask you, who are you? What are you doing that's so fabulous that makes me see you and say, I need to book this person. I need to give them my money because it's going to be a great investment for my business. Please let me know that. Y'all need to think about this, entertainers. We really, really need to think about this.
Just can you press the clapping button on your hand, on your end? Can you press the clapping button? I don't have the little controls up here, but claps to that. Claps to all of that.
I just want to give a little business 101 because people, they're starting to kill me with this. Just because you slap on some rhinestones and you may slap on a little makeup, a little beard or some eyelashes or whatever the hell you do, does not mean that people are going to pay you for it. So why should I pay you for it? What type of show, what caliber of a performance, what are you doing that's going to make a business owner book you? Like, you have to think about that. You can't just say, oh, I'm doing drag, so I'm an entertainer, so pay me. Like, that shit doesn't work. Do you know how many? I've been around for a long time, Coco. And like you said, you never seen me in the gay world. That's only because I sat out, got married, and had a child. And you know, I got out of the world like that, and I think we just missed each other. But I've been around for a long time, and I've seen amateur drag queens do this for years and years and years and not make a dollar off of a booking fee. Never. They did it straight for the love of and the passion of what they did. If you are in this to make a buck, you in it for the wrong reason. That's number one. You are definitely in it for the wrong reason. Not to say that you can't make any money or you won't make any money, but if your view is just to make money, wrong reason. You're not in it for the right reason. There's girls that I've seen been doing this, and they're booking fee and been doing this, and is a good drag queen, and do shit, got people following them, and will charge a booking fee of $50 or $60, something that is in the realm, not. If I'm trying to have a drag show and I'm trying to book three queens and each queen is charging me $100, hello?
You better be worth it.
You gotta let me know you bringing some people in the bar, and you gotta let me know you about to twirl and cut up, honey, because that's what, it's an investment for everybody all around. So, you know, that it kind of really, it didn't make me mad. It made me like, wow. Wow.
Well,
so you ain't
know,
gonna
and that's kind of like what we were talking about with Dex earlier. When you present yourself as a queen or an entertainer, regardless, whatever you want to call yourself, you are a queen on the stage and off the stage, and conduct yourself as so. You know, and I think that's where that plays in of, you know, really staying humble and being grateful and thankful for all the opportunities because – look, as a diva, it's hard to get booked lots of places just for the sole fact that I'm a female instead of a male doing
correct.
Drag.
Correct.
You know, so that kind of, you know, brings you down a level and makes you second guess. And, you know, we work hard just like all the other queens, but, you know, we still have sometimes it's an advantage and a disadvantage, but it makes you stay humble and appreciative for all of those.
The difference between you and some people, though, is I can see as a business owner them saying, well, we don't really do divas or whatever, and you saying, well, you know what, why don't you let me come do a show? I won't charge you a booking fee for the first one. Let me show you what I can do. I can see you investing in yourself like that and then making a booking fee from that because your show is good. You're going to come and you're going to entertain. You're going to prove yourself at the end of the day. Let me tell you something, though. The people that saying the shit, dry, girl. It ain't even a show. Queen. Girl. Another part of what I want entertainers to understand and to hear from me on this part is show business. Show business. I want y'all to catch the business. It's a business, honey. A lot of people, let me tell you, when y'all think about, we got on this subject, Coco. I don't know how you got me on this subject, but girl, when y'all think about what y'all going to do for the audience, let's talk about this. When you say, I'm going to go do a show, and you think about what you're going to do for the audience, do you think about what you want to do, or do you think about what the audience would like to see?
You've got to tailor to your audience.
And half of the time, people out here are doing what they want to do. That's why they get on the stage, it's a ballad, and people walk outside to go smoke. Because, bitch, I don't want to see that, and you done bored me. Like, you got 10 seconds to catch people. And I have ADD. And if y'all come out there singing, woo, I'm done. Like, I don't want, that's not where I'm at in the bar, okay? I'm in the turn-up season. I want to cut up. And I'm like, why in the frick would you do a ballad in the middle of a, I don't get that. To me, I don't get it because you're losing your audience, girl. That's your money walking outside. You know, like,
you're losing your audience. And look, for me as an entertainer, I'm losing myself. If I need to be pumped up. I need to get in my feels. We got to do this. And,
I understand.
Don't
that.
Be a drag, just be a queen.
Right. Like, there's some people who don't dance. And I get that. I'm not mad at you if you don't dance and you can't dance. I'm not mad at you. But, girl, we need to do a little remix of a slow song, or we need to do a little, like, we need to do something to keep the audience there, you know? And I think that a lot of times when people are asked to be in a show, they don't think about the overall show. They just think about them, you know? Like, and that's why you'll see shows sometimes and it'd be so discombobulated, and I'm just like, girl, ain't nobody even thought about this. Like, it's entertainment. It's a business. And if you are a bar, having like that is going and affecting your business. So it's an overall picture that needs to be looked at. I think for so long, especially in Louisiana, it was a lot of amateur nights in drag. It was a lot of just come and do some drag. And then slowly with the social media and the RuPaul's of it all and becoming more of a business, more of marketable, I think that has changed. The way that drag queens look at what's going on and don't look at the exactly what you have to put in it, the investment and the RuPaul's been doing this for so long before he reached the pinnacle where he reached. He didn't just wake up overnight and say, oh, I'm RuPaul and I'm here. You know, like, I think they see when people, like, you got the crown, but they didn't see everything you did to get the crown. You know what I'm
right,
saying? Type of
right,
thing.
You're right.
Like, that. You have to put that in. You can't just think that you're going to wake up today, put slap on some makeup, and you are the queen of the world. Like, that might happen for one person, but it ain't happening for everybody. So, you know, you definitely need to tailor your business, and if you want to have longevity and this is what you really want to do, you need to think about those things, not just about what you want to put on the stage and what's going to be good for you. It affects how you get booked.
I couldn't.
You get booked. Yes, ma'am. But you know me. I'll talk you to death, girl. But I just wanted to let everybody know. It's Taste the Rainbow at Castaways every Friday and Saturday. Come check us out. Y'all can follow me on Facebook at Tara Guy, and get all the information there as well. Thank you so much for letting me come and speak about this, Miss Coco. You know how.
I love having you on, and thank you for all you do. I'm pumped. I can't wait to come see you in the bar in the whole enchilada because, I couldn't be more excited for you. I really couldn't. And best of luck to you, and
everything about all of the rainbows you're creating out there in Rainbow World.
We're trying, girl. We're going to get this country. The country is going to understand. If they ain't have no understanding yet, baby, they about to have some understanding today. And you know when something goes on in, like, a little place and it's, like, the talk of the town, you know. So the gay bar has been the talk of the town. But what I like about it is, you know, so many people have come and stuck their head in or come and bought a drink and tried to experience what was going on. And you know what's so crazy is that most of the time, the guys that have come in, because there's a bar right next door called LA 14, and love the owner, Mr. Mike. He's awesome. The people are very great. So some of the guys, you know, it's a gay bar that's kind of taboo. Let me go see da 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 da. And when they came in, and they have a good time, and they're just like, man, I'm having a really good time. And I'm like, I know, like, duh.
I know,
like,
right?
It's just changing. The perception, you know, and I see that, you know, just in the little 3 weeks that we've been there, I see the people that we've touched. And what's good about it is that when they're standing somewhere and somebody's going to be like, oh, this is the gay bar, and they'll be like, man, it's cool, you know, like, that just goes out and touches more people, you know, and that word of mouth and giving them a good experience to where everybody just feels comfortable no matter who's in there, you know. I like
Amen
that.
To that. I, you know, the world literally needs more tarot guys in this world.
Thank you. I try, girl.
We love the one we've got. Well, listen, everyone, before I let you go, I'm going to let you know where you can catch me in October.
Yes.
This Friday. I will be at the LSU Divas Live. It's myself, Miss London Manchester, Lady D. Andrews, Santana Pilar Andrews, Araya Sinclair, Millie Meringue, and Brianna Powers, all at LSU at 7 o'clock in the LSU Cotillion Ballroom. If you're on campus, walk there. Come. I don't care how you get there, but get there this Friday, 7 o'clock, LSU Cotillion Ballroom. I mean, that is a show. That is going to be a show. Let me read that
so
again.
Well, wait. Go ahead, and I'm going to ask you a question after.
Okay. So you have myself, London Manchester, Lady D. Andrews, Santana Pilar, and Donna Powers. I mean, that's a packed show.
Yes, honey. So this is, okay, so like, is this a show, like, is it a benefit for, like, maybe the LSU, like, Gay and Lesbian Alliance or whatever they have, I don't know, whatever their club is, or like, what is this benefiting, who is, what it was?
It's going to be in the student union, student union in the Cotillion Ballroom. So it's on campus. This is the second year they do it. Last year was the first year, and they had supposedly had a great crowd. It's sponsored by the LSU Res Life Spectrum Fitness and Chroma. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly. LSU's Res Life reached out to us to do a little show for the LSU, the whole university, for on their campus for whoever wants to go. I'm almost positive it's not benefiting anybody, but it's put on by the LSU Res Life, which is super cool. I think their main goal is just to get different perspectives on different types of drag entertainers. I mean, as you can see, that lineup right there is, we're all totally different queens, which is super exciting for people who've never seen drag before or have always been curious but never went to a gay bar. It's really bringing drag to the university.
Right. That's
right.
A big thing.
It's
that's
more about
people who are.
You know, maybe it's not people who are from Louisiana, you know, there's a lot of people who are from out of state or, you know, that have never really been out where they're from. Regardless, this is just us reaching out to the university and just spreading drag in general. So I'm really excited about that.
UL on Tuesday, if anyone is in Lafayette, UL is having their drag show at Angel Hall for Glass, which is their gay, lesbian, group. It's Giving Love and Safety and Acceptance or something like that group. So they have their big show on Tuesday as well. That's why I was asking if it was something like what, because I know they have a gay
right
group at LSU, and I think it is the Chroma. I didn't know if they were, you know, putting it on, just bringing more awareness. But the one in Lafayette, they do, that's their fundraiser. And literally last year we went and they were sold out. Like Orangeville Hall is huge. They sold it out. And
yeah,
it's fabulous. Like it's been growing every year. So good luck to LSU. I know you're going to have a fabulous time and you're going to go twirl in London, Manchester and
twirl.
Lady D, honey. And Lady D, I know she's, when is her Puerto Rico benefit? Is that happening?
Hold on. Look, I got my Facebook up right here. Hold on.
I know that's at George's and that's coming up. Y'all, if y'all can go and do something for Lady D's benefit, that would be awesome.
Yeah, it really would. And, you know, with that being said, thoughts and prayers to everyone affected, whether you're in Puerto Rico or Florida or Texas, all the natural disasters, as well as our
Definitely.
Hearts are out to Las Vegas and all of those affected by unfortunate
yes,
tragedies recently. Without placing so much attention to the negative, we do send our thoughts and prayers and uplift everyone with positivity for coping and rebirth and all of those great things. And if you want to help out, it'll be on Sunday, October 15th at 7. So it's a Tuesday, actually, October 15th.
We need to tell Lady D to do a GoFundMe along with that for people who possibly can't go but still want to give. I think that would be an awesome thing as well.
Yes, we can totally get with Lady D for that. It's saying on the flyer right here that tips and a percentage of sales will be donated to help the people of Puerto Rico. My Lady D, that's my drag mom. She's from Puerto Rico and has a lot of family out there still.
Yeah,
and so whatever we can do to help and support our family, help their family and the world in general, get out to George's in Baton Rouge Sunday, October 15th at 7. It'll be Latin night, and I'm sure she'll shake her little bum for everyone
and
hope
to
raise some money to Yes. I will be performing at the Kings, Queens, and Everything in Between show Friday the 13th at Splash Nightclub in Baton Rouge. It's benefiting the Capital City Alliance. They are a local community organization that promotes and advocates for LGBTQ community. I think this is going to be the 8th annual Kings, Queens, and Everything in Between fundraiser. So get out, throw us your money, the community that supports us here in Baton Rouge. It's going to be fun. Kings, Queens, Everything in Between, get on stage, and we're going to raise some money for our community. So I'm excited about that for sure.
Definitely.
And then, let's see, Thursday, October 19th, you can catch me at Splash Nightclub with Miss Erilyn Roberts, which shout out to you, Miss Erilyn Roberts, Miss Gay Louisiana America. She is currently in New Orleans competing, so best wishes to her and her first alternate Ivy drip. Best wishes to both of you. Represent Louisiana real well.
They will. I know they will.
They are. And look, Miss Louisiana, that pageant, I can go on about that forever, but absolutely magical. So excited for you, Erilyn, living her dream. I could be here forever.
Right.
But congrats to her. It's such an exciting time. So hopefully I get to see her in the finals on Saturday. And then you can also catch me at the end of the month, October 27th, Splash Nightclub in Baton Rouge. We are having our Halloween extravaganza. It's a Tim Burton theme, and I might be making an appearance. and some stripes and some green hair, and that's the only hint that I'll give out. But it will be a fun night because I know, right? I love Halloween. It's my favorite holiday. It's my favorite.
I need a good costume,
and
girl. I don't know what the hell I'm going
to
be.
I think you need to do a few costume changes.
Oh, come on, sister. Don't do me like that, please. I'm trying to just make this event happen and on its own. You're trying. I'm going to take off my wig. I'm going to change wigs a couple of times. I could do
mess.
That. I ain't doing the whole costume change. I'm a mess. That's too much. You know, I'm a little bit extra, honey.
Hey, yeah, I can send you something to work.
A lot extra. Also, how was your ladies' night that happened last month?
Oh, a few weeks ago. Yes. Oh, my God. It was so much fun. So it's me and Bridget Andrews and Ace Hardwood, which both of those entertainers will be at the Capital City Alliance, Kings, Queens, and Everything in Between show as well. Bria will be hosting it, and Ace Hardwood is performing as well. It was such a blast. I always love that was my second ladies' night that we hosted. So it's just biologically born females, a night just for us, which shout out to Splash Nightclub for providing us with an outlet and a night of our own. So thankful. I always love nights like that because, I mean, as much as I love performing with drag queens, it's really fun to answer the questions and see how people are so intrigued in the diva art form, and really explaining and going in depth of, you know, what we do and, you know, how they can get involved, or, you know, just broadening their spectrum of drag in general. It's really one of my favorite nights, you know, because as, you know, as much as a queen's a queen's a queen's a queen, and, you know, I'll get on the stage with anybody. It's really fulfilling, I guess you can say, in the sense of people learning this new art form, spreading the word, and then just getting people interested, sparking that light bulb of, oh, I didn't know this existed, wanting to learn more. I think it's all about learning and the education and the acceptance, and sometimes it goes so far as to spark a little light bulb, which is one of the main reasons why I do what I do. Is to, you know, inspire others just like people have done for me. So Ladies' Night was a huge, huge success. We had a great crowd. We had a really big group of friends from – what's that?
You had a great crowd for your first one, so I would expect you to have a good crowd.
That was great. It was just so much fun, you know. It's something different. And you know, people are taking to our little ladies' night because ladies know how to throw down a little bit. So, that was so much
fun. Ladies don't have anything anywhere. So when you can give something to the ladies, and this is the thing about lesbians, and this is what I know for real, we are different from men in the fact that whenever we get a job, whenever we get a family, whenever we get this, we start nesting. It's more about home. It's more about family things. But we like to go out like the next people. So when you give us something a little bit, like the ladies' night once a week, or like, you know what I'm saying, something once a month, I feel like you're going to get a better crowd than
I agree.
Then something, you know what I'm saying? Because we just have so much going on. I feel like ladies do it so differently from the guys.
It's true. And, you know, I hear it from the crowd as well. You know, it's being that it's a different kind of night, or, you know, it only happens once a month. It's very special that we can have our own little stage just ourselves. And that kind of, so this past weekend, last Friday or last Saturday, I have all my days are mixed up now. Friday, I was at Pink in Monroe. It was just me and Raven Noir down, Miss Louisiana, USA Diva Emeritus. She was the first ever. Her and I had a show. It was just us two at Pink. So just us two divas. And let me tell you, the crowd, I'll post videos. I will. I promise everyone I will post videos this week or next of my performances there. And you can just see how the crowd reacts. The crowd loves their divas. And, you know, Dex and I talked about it earlier. Monroe loves their divas as well. And
yeah.
So shout out to Bo and David Green for inviting us and kind of giving us our own little night. Because, you know, people like what we're doing. And it's really cool to see how wide it's spreading. And, I mean, the crowd is all, they were great in Monroe and they were great in Baton Rouge. And, I mean, really, wherever I go, I'm fortunate enough to be totally accepted as a queen regardless. You know, just look, just in the show on Friday, the LSU Divas Live. I didn't do it last year. I was actually on my way to Nationals. But they're including a diva. And, you know, any kind of chance that us ladies get to have something of our own or participate in something that is not normally extended to us, it feels great, you know?
Coco, listen, you and the other divas that are in Louisiana right now have a tremendous responsibility just in the fact that what we were talking about earlier, like I was saying about the booking fees and getting booked, like y'all have a tremendous responsibility not on just showing what you can do, but investing into the art form, investing into, like you said, if an opportunity comes up that y'all wasn't afforded last year and y'all all are afforded, even if it may not be a booking fee, to go and do it, what that does, not only for yourself, but for other divas, so monumental. Like, for people to be selfish and to, like let's just say the men, too. If those men entertainers, you know how hard it is. You know how hard it is to get a drag king booked as well. Like, it's not something easy, especially around here. So when you have the opportunity, instead of worrying about a booking fee or what you're going to get, knowing that the investment of just putting yourself out there, because word of mouth is the best form of advertising. Like,
it's true.
Remember the business part of it? Like, just investing in, not only are you investing in yourself, y'all hold so much more because y'all are really invested in the art form. And if y'all were to say, okay, look, I'm not doing this if I don't get a booking fee, you will stifle what is going on so quick. You know what I'm saying? Because you're introducing something new to a lot of people that don't know, don't understand, wouldn't even think of, oh, I need to have this. So, you know what I'm saying? On some part, it's almost letting them know why they need to have, you know?
Right, right.
So,
and look,
it's a very,
props to Louisiana.
Definitely. I mean, I see the baby steps. I see the baby steps, definitely, and the change. And
yeah, baby steps are definitely happening. It's because of people like you and, you know, that have opportunities fall in their lap and you open your doors to everyone. And then just like Dex earlier of taking the time to, you know, talk to me after my pageant and go over, you know, things that I could have done or things that I did great. It's regardless of people, you know, we're at the end of the day, we're all a community here for each other to support each other and lift each other up, no matter if it's different or the same or completely out of left field. And we're so lucky, and I'm so proud of our state and our community as a whole for how we are accepting of these new art forms as they come into play. It's exciting.
Yeah, and especially to places like the Carnivore as well, who, you know, shout out to Miss Deb. She always does a really great job of including everyone, even though Monroe is so damn far away and we're here, there, and everywhere with Monroe. You will get booked in Monroe. If you come and you do something and you put on a show, and you will get booked in Monroe. And That's a great thing. Like not every place is like that. So shout out to Corner Bar Ms. Dell for having that platform for people and being consistent with it. I appreciate her.
Yes, absolutely. Well. Oh, absolutely. I 100% echo that times a thousand. Now sometimes I don't like that 3-hour little drive to Monroe, but once you get there and you feel the love and you feel the support and you know you have a great show and these people are loving what you're doing, it's worth driving 17 hours for.
Yeah, you know, it makes it worth it at the end of the day. But it's like, woo, to get on that road, be a killer.
Look, girl, I hear you.
You go more than me, you make it, sister. Keep making it.
Look, if it wasn't for First Lady trucking it in the Jeep and me halfway falling asleep but trying to stay awake and her just putting it in her Jeep, look, I couldn't do it alone. I know I couldn't.
Yeah, the team. It definitely takes a team. And I know Miss Coco doesn't want to talk about this, but I want to shout this out real quick. Shout out to Miss Coco's Give Up, which will be in December. Ladies, like she said, if y'all are interested in being a diva, you know, y'all need to get at her, talk to her, because there is a pageant coming up, whether she likes it or not. And I know she don't like it.
I
know she would rather be the one and the only representative forever. But
oh, look, when my last Give Up, I cried my eyelashes off.
Come out for this one. You better wear your waterproof mascara, girl, and no lashes. This
all the above.
You're going to fall out. I know you will. And, girl, she's going to pick some crazy slow song to do her final walk to and just boo the who. But guess what?
I've already started practicing. I can't even get through it.
I'm a hola, I'm a tata, but somebody else got to get crowned. She's going to be all right at the end of the day. She's going to go get some more crowns and snatch more things.
I'm excited.
We're not even worried about her. She's going on to bigger and better things. She's just having a moment. But this pageant is coming up in December, correct?
Correct, it is. We are still working out the final details of the official date, but it will be within the first 2 weeks of December.
Listen, ladies, y'all going to need to get a package together. I don't know if y'all understand or know what that is or any of that, but that means y'all need to start
hit
now.
Me up.
Y'all need to hit up Miss Coco Valentine, and girl, y'all need to get it together, girl, because we have a Miss Louisiana the crown, and I don't know who it's going to be. I know Baby Black coming for that crown, though.
Oh, shout out to her. She gave me the sweetest little engagement card ever when I had my show with her. Love, love, love. Love Miss Natalia Black. Love her.
Yeah, she's a sweetie. She's a sweetie, but I know she's going to be trying to come for that crown. I don't know if Miss Bria Andrews, how she's feeling. It's going to be, you know, the success to try to come from Baton Rouge and snatch it again. But they got a couple of girls doing a couple of things. So, ladies, honey, it's going to be a battle. Y'all better come on and come get y'all peace.
It will. And, of course, like you said, reach out to me. If anyone needs anything, I am more than happy to help you and guide you through this. And we can do it. Us girls, we can do it.
Girl, you better know it, honey. You could, and look at you. You never thought you would do it. Thought you would be Coco Valentine.
I never thought in a million years. Never thought in a million years this would be me. But you know what? It's me, and I'm having fun, and I get to meet people like you. I get to meet great people at my shows and just in general, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. I wouldn't.
How many opportunities has Coco brought you on? You know what I'm saying? Like, Yeah, has Coco brought you through? Like, this business, you know, you sacrifice a lot. We do a lot, but you get a platform that is so, it's awesome. Like, it's just, it can go in so many directions. You can touch so many people. And, you know, like I said, if you're in it just to make money, it's the wrong thing. There's so many more avenues that your entertainment can take you on. You know, you can have a clothing line. You can have any, like, your platform just starts opening up and you can do so much from it.
It's true, and exactly what you said. Coco has taught me so much, regardless as a person. You know, beyond the opportunities, you learn things about yourself that you never knew you'd ever know, and then you also push yourself past limitations, past boundaries, past self-doubt, and you know it. Look, I'm gonna get all sappy on you for a second, but you know it's beyond life-changing, and you get to do so many things and be so many people's they can relate to on a different on. You can relate to so many people, and it's opened up myself regardless. So I have Coco to thank for a lot, and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Yes. Okay. Well, I'm. You know, we done went all of our time. I just want to let you know we just talking our.
We did. I know. We did.
Okay.
It was a fabulous show.
It was. I'm so happy that I got to hear from Miss Dex. I miss my sister. I'm so happy I got to hear from you, and you let me come talk a little bit. Well, like, girl, you know, I just mowed them out, Maybell girl. She goes to town. I can't help it. Sorry.
As always, no, it happens. And thank you, everyone out there in Rainbow Radio Land, for tuning into the Co-Zone tonight. We had a fabulous show, and if you missed it, head over to blogtalkradio.com/WeAreRainbowRadio. Find us on Facebook. Listen to this podcast, radio show, whatever you want to call it, over again once it's finished. We had a fabulous time. And it's all because of you out there. So thank you for tuning in. Love you all. And I'll see you on October 1st. November 1st will be the next Co-Zone. So mark your calendars. I'll see you back November 1st. Bye, everyone.
Yes, I'm going to let them leave with a little. This is our sister, Lady D, into the Co-Zone. Catch her.
Yeah.
This is Lady Denisha Andrews, and you're in the Co-Zone with Coco Valentine.
Ha, that's how you do it. And you have been in the Co-Zone, honey.